It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I'm getting blasted by this guy on Twitter who completely misquoted me when he said, of course, it's a guy that hates me, but he knows everything I say because he's listening, because he's a fraud and a clown. But anyway, here you go. Says Josh Ennis last week, if the Rockets don't get Dwight Howard, it's on Morey. Today, Josh says, well, Morey is more lucky than good. I didn't say that.
You implied it.
I did not imply that he was more lucky than good.
Yeah, you kind of did.
No, I didn't.
Look, I was sitting here. I heard it.
Oh, yeah. You hear it? Okay. Pull the freaking tape then, Rich.
Come on. You implied it.
I did not imply it.
It was as predictable as the sun coming up that you would be less than enthusiastic about this transaction when all of Houston is just abuzz over this.
But
I knew this would be the case. Doesn't bother me, but this was very predictable.
Well, I am very predictable then.
Well, no. I just think your distaste for mostly all things Daryl Morey is predictable.
No, hold on, though. I've told you this before, and we need to get Meltzer in here because I think he can attest, because, you know, I respect Meltzer's opinion. But here's the deal. So, Daryl Morey, I don't have a personal beef with him. I don't know him. I got annoyed by the coverage Daryl Morey kept getting from people calling him the greatest GM ever. What he did this weekend was a great accomplishment. I've not dismissed that. But to say that I say they were lucky to get this done, I didn't say that. But just like anything in life, things have to fall into place so you can make that big move.
You don't have to say those words to be easily interpreted as having that meaning. And you did.
Okay, that's fine. Hear what you want to hear. Okay, I don't give a damn what you hear. But here's what I'm saying. So if you want to listen to this, then go ahead and lock it in. But here's what I'm saying. My point is, and you'll say this about anybody when it works out, that James Harden was a guy that nobody knew if he was going to be able to carry the load of being a number one guy, but he felt he could. Morey, who made a great, great trade, and I've said that, I've said this about Morey, he does not lose trades. But what he did in getting Tracy McGrady out of here and bringing in Kevin Martin, who for the short term was a dope, Kevin Martin, and now everybody agrees with me on this, that Kevin Martin was a dope, but what you were able to do with Kevin Martin was parlay that, as well as some other pieces that you had there, to get James Harden. Newsflash, if you don't get James Harden, you don't get Dwight Howard. So
yeah, but the rest of the newsflash is, if you don't make a series of other moves, you probably don't get Dwight Howard
and
either.
I'm giving him credit for those moves, but I think people are digging way too deep in saying that this move led to this, when really I think it's as simple as the biggest move he's made as the general manager of the Houston Rockets, not including draft picks, because Parsons was a draft pick, right? And that was a good move. Excluding that, but in terms of the moving and the trading and getting this person, the key to getting Harden was having Kevin Martin on your roster, available to trade, a guy that didn't want to be here. You were able to dump him, and he was a dope anyway.
Of course.
You dumped him to a team that felt they could use him to kind of replace James Harden as a sixth man, a team that just dumped him as well, and he's on his way or didn't want him back again, so he's up in Minnesota now. But the point is, I'm not saying Morey got lucky. What I'm saying is, any general manager that's in that situation and sees that James Harden was not going to be re-signed, and they didn't want to re-sign him in Oklahoma City. You had the pieces. You got it. If they wanted to keep James Harden, then he's never available. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking Daryl Morey for that, but it's very easy for people to bounce back and say, oh, you're hating on people or whatever. But I'm not. Morey this weekend was a stud. He got the job done, this is a better basketball team, and I said this is a better basketball
team. This is the crowning achievement of his career as a general manager to date. There's no question about it, and I've absolutely agreed with everything you've said about how they haven't taken the floor yet, so it's all kind of on spec right now, but you know, this is the move, that this was the biggest criticism of Daryl Morey as Rockets GM. Well, you know, you chased Carmelo Anthony, you chased Chris Bosh, you chased this guy, you chased that guy, you chased this guy, you chased Dwight Howard a year ago, but could never close the deal to get it done. Well, now that he has, then, you know, I think the dynamic has changed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, listen, this is a team that's going to be far more competitive than they were a year ago, clearly. And this is a team that I think Vegas is overreacting to, saying they're 10-1 odds to win the finals. I think that's overreacting, being that we've never seen them play, you know, so we haven't seen them play together. Harden's got to get better. That's and maybe he will and maybe he won't, but he does have to get better. He would turn the ball over late in games, which is a factor. He'd also hit big shots late in games, so you've got to get better there.
I thought the turnovers were a direct result of the weight on his shoulders carrying that team.
Maybe so, but they happened.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, he turned the ball over. Dwight Howard's got to be more mature and a leader. These are just all fair points. Now, if we would have met before and just said, here's what we're going to do, don't have any kind of differing opinions on anything, and we'll just throw a parade today, and then maybe tomorrow we get into the stuff about what we like and don't like, then that's fine. But this is just my personality. You know, when something happens, you say you did a good job, but if people are going to throw out that you're 10-1 odds to win the NBA Finals, well, I disagree with that at this point, and why? So you get into it about what you like. So if you want to rip me for it, go ahead and rip me for it. But what let me just give you the definitive answer about the Daryl Morey thing.
Let me just say real quick, see, to me, Josh, and I think a lot of people that are taking the other side on this that you're so angry about, it's just that, you know, look, I know you're going to get mad, so I hesitate to say this, but we could have easily – I feel as if nothing short of the Rockets winning a championship will result in you giving Daryl Morey his just due. I feel like you're always going to withhold a little bit, because there is something personal there in terms of your assessment of the job he's doing. I do think it impacts your professional opinion of the job he's doing.
I said that he did a phenomenal job this weekend, and what they've done to get to this point,
okay,
I give him credit for that.
I know.
But my biggest issue was that media people would just flock to Daryl Morey like he was the end-all, be-all of general managers. And I believe that a lot of people did that because he's very accessible.
He may now be.
And listen, he got the deal done. So I'm giving him credit for that.
Absolutely.
I don't know where I didn't give him credit for that. I mean, do you want me to kiss his ass?
No, I'm not talking
about... Do you want me to lick
his
sack? What do you want me to do?
No, that's clearly not
what
I'm looking
for. What do you want me to
do? I clearly
don't want
to
stroke him off?
That.
Get him up here.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I'll get all over it.
That was about as predictable.
Yeah, well, I'm very predictable. Find a new partner. There's the predictable thing. Get someone else that's not predictable.
So what, are you going to go off today now?
I'm not going to go off today. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to do the show with you.
Hey.
It's as predictable as you saying I'm predictable.
Dude, listen, that's fine. I'm just telling you what I think. And like I said, there are a lot of people out there who are supporting you. And they're, look, this is good for the show, this type of stuff. If you would look at the text message page, you would see about a 50-50 split. There are plenty of people agreeing with you.
But the thing is, I don't care enough to look at it.
Well,
and you say, hey, don't care about what people say. Well, how is that a shame?
Well, because I like to think that this whole dynamic includes the opinions of our listeners.
It does,
and that those opinions mean something, but to you, they don't.
But if people are going to hate me over having an opinion, then I don't care.
Well, okay.
Gotcha. But that's
you
a great spin
care.
There.
That's you
a great
care.
But that's a great spin. Oh, you don't care about what the people have to say. Well,
it's
that's
a
very
spin.
Convenient
what you
spin.
Just said.
I don't care what people that don't like me have to say.
Dude, 2 months ago, you sat here on this show and said, and I quote, "The truth is, Rich, I don't give a damn what you think about anything." So you've made it very clear that your opinion is the only one that matters to you.
Well, because I don't believe that your opinions are educated on most things.
Okay.
I don't like you. You don't like me.
I never said that.
Well, fine.
I never said that.
That's fine. But if you call me predictable on things, you're equally as predictable.
I just think specifically I was talking about the Morey stuff because it's obviously personal. It always has been.
Well, personal would be if I saw Daryl Morey, I'd punch him in the face. No, I have no issue with him personally.
Personal would be what happened when we had him on the show.
He was pissing on all of your questions and you did nothing. So then he comes at me and I responded to him in a very personal way, and I agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm not judging who was at fault in that whole incident, but it got personal. And I think it's been personal since then. I don't think that's going out on a limb saying that.
All right, 7-1. Again, though, I don't have like
everybody listening knows that.
Okay, here's the thing, though. To me, personal is like you'd fight a guy if you saw them. Am I annoyed by some of the coverage that Morey was getting up until this point? Yes, because ultimately they hadn't won.
That's an
and they hadn't done it.
Example,
but
of
he
personal.
Got the deal done.
Personal can also mean little subtle unwillingness to acknowledge when someone's done something well.
But I didn't acknowledge that. That was a double negative, but. What did I say? I said this was a great weekend for Daryl Morey. They got the job done.
You imply things fell into place.
But everybody has to have things fall into place for things to work out. That's life.
That's true, and that's why it was so skillfully worded.
That is life.
Yes.
But if Oklahoma City wants to sign James Harden and keep him there, then who knows if this happens? But things, it's
right.
Fate and people. I guess fate exists because things work out for people.
If the Lakers had hired Phil Jackson, I don't think we'd be having this conversation.
Maybe not. See, it fell into place for the Rockets that Phil Jackson is not the coach of the Lakers.
Correct.
It fell into place. All right, 713-572-4610, 610-266 if you want to get involved via text. It is